Blog Talk Radio.
Internet world. Welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and once again, I want to say a big thank you for taking time out of your busy life and busy day to join me this morning on my podcast. Today is Thursday, July 20th, 2023. I want to continue on a theme I began on Monday about the importance of praying and the power in prayer. And as someone who is a human rights activist and a Christian here on the cross in the desert, I spend a lot of time praying, of course, for my Iranian friends. And I have seen God do some amazing things over a period of time in answering these prayers for my Iranian friends. They get relocated. They get put in a better place where they're not under the fear of being arrested or being persecuted because of their faith. And so I can testify to the power of prayer. But today is Thursday on this theme of the power of praying and talk about the power of persistent praying or the power of persisting in prayer. This is a very challenging subject for us as Christians when we are many times driven to our knees to pray about a situation, and it seems like at times God is very silent. Nothing happens, and we pray again, and it seems like there is no immediate answer, and come sometimes discouraged. And we want to know why, what is going on? Why, Lord, are you not answering this? And so I want to address these concerns this morning that we have. And first, before I get into all of the reasons of why maybe our prayers aren't answered immediately, I want to talk a little bit about the character of God and how this relates to persisting in prayer. Psalm 40, verse 1, David writes, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry." Psalm 116, verses 1 through 2 says, "I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy, because he inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call on him as long as I live." We're told over and over in Scripture, Ephesians 6:18, to pray at all times in the Spirit, Colossians 4:2, being steadfast and constant in prayer, Romans 12:12, and Philippians 4:6, to not be anxious about anything, but to pray about everything We're told to make supplication, prayer, and intercessions and thanksgiving for all people, and that in every place the men should pray, and to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. But I want to talk a little bit about, before I get into all the various reasons as to why our prayers seemingly go unanswered, I want to talk about the character of God. As I mentioned in those verses I quoted to you, God does hear our pleas for mercy. And Jesus addressed this subject in a parable in Luke's Gospel, chapter 18. It's called the Parable of the Persistent Widow. I want to read this to you. Then Jesus told us to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused. But finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. And the Lord says, listen to what the, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? What do we learn about this parable? A needy widow comes before this judge to plead her case. And according to Jewish law, widows deserve special protection under the justice system. Unjust judge keeps ignoring her. And she refuses to give up. So eventually the judge says, okay, I don't fear God. I don't care about people. But this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice because she's wearing me out with her constant requests. Well, the widow does get the justice she was seeking. Then Jesus explains his point. And his point is this. If an uncaring, unfit, ungodly judge finally answers with justice in the end, how much more will a loving and holy father give what is right to his children? The point is, don't you know our God wants to lavish his goodness and his mercy on his children? And if an unjust, uncaring, ungodly judge who is so tired of hearing these please will finally give this widow justice, how much more, Jesus says, will your loving and heavenly and holy Father give what is right to his children? So we don't always get immediate results when we pray, because our definition sometimes of swift justice is not the same as the Lord's. The parable of this widow, this persistent widow, demonstrates that effective prayer requires tenacity and faithfulness. A genuine disciple must learn that prayer never gives up, and it's based on absolute trust and faith in God. We can count on the Lord to answer, but the when, the where, and the how he chooses. We don't choose that. But yet God expects us to keep on asking, keep on seeking, praying, keep on knocking until the answer comes. Disciples of Jesus are people of persistent faith. You see how the point is, prayer is not making God into a magical genie in the sky that all we do is press a certain button and he just bows to our command. We know that. God is sovereign. He's not a genie. And it is through the power of persistent prayer that it shapes and molds us. You see, prayer is not just about asking for our needs. What was the model prayer that Jesus taught? Give us this day our daily bread. We are to ask that, but the prayer of Jesus starts out by worshiping and acknowledging God for who he is. We learn something about his character in this parable. He is to be worshipped and adored. It should flow from our hearts. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You begin your praying in worship, not necessarily in, here's my list, God. And persistent prayer causes us to draw closer and to trust in God. It develops something very important in us. Why should we persist in prayer? Why should we keep asking God for this help to provide for us, to save our children, to change impossible situations? It sometimes feels like nothing is happening, nothing is changing. So why should we keep praying? He is a God that promises to answer our prayer according to his will. He is a God who loves to give gifts to his children, who has perfect timing to answer our prayers. To persist in prayer means to pray without ceasing. That doesn't mean we spend all day praying. It means we have an attitude in our mind, whether we are working or sitting alone or in a crowd, that we always have an attitude of praying in our heart, that we worship God throughout the day. Hears us and will answer us. It simply means to keep praying even when we don't feel like it. Even if we've been praying about the same thing for a long time. So we need to have this attitude of persisting in prayer. The reason why it keeps us from treating God like a magical genie who grants all of our wishes. It causes us to depend on God, trusting him to give us what we need at just the right time. He answers our prayers in unexpected ways. I want to give you an example, all right? I got a message from my wife that there's something going on with our air conditioner. It's 80 degrees. I thought, well, it's just been cleaned. It's a new air conditioner. What could possibly be wrong? So here I am coming home from work, and there's air coming through the vents, but it's not really cool air. Is there a Freon leak? What's going on? So I take a flashlight and go outside, and I don't hear the air conditioning running, but there's air coming through the vent. So I walk over to the air conditioner and the coming out. And there's a humming sound. Well, it's really uncomfortable in the house. We don't have any other source of ventilation. And there's no one that's going to come at this late hour. I mean, it's really warm inside. And we're getting ready to go to bed soon. So there I am standing with my flashlight. And this is a true story. I just put my hands on the air conditioner and said, Lord, I just pray right now that you would cause this air conditioner to work. We need some relief from this heat. It's been so hot. I just ask in the name of Jesus. Now, I wasn't approaching this as a magic genie. In fact, I'll be honest with you, when I did that, I didn't expect necessarily anything to happen. But I was crying out with a need to God at a late hour of the night when the house was warm inside. And yet, even though I had some doubt inside, I kept saying, you know, I'm believing God will meet our needs. And then I just walked away, went back in the house. And Becky says, hey, that's cold air coming out of the vent. What? So here I go with the flashlight. I run right back outside. And I hear that fan blade turning. I go over to the air conditioner, and the fan is turning as if there was nothing wrong to begin with. But it had been running air through the vent, but not turning, and there was this humming sound like it was trying to work and couldn't. And I prayed. And you know what? God immediately answered that prayer because he's a good God, and he wanted to help us. And we didn't have to pay for an expensive repair. We had no wherewithal to get anyone to come that night. And after about 3 hours, the house cooled down from 80 degrees, and it was much more comfortable. Now, I'm giving you this as an example that God met our need late in the hour at night under adverse conditions when it was very hot and very warm inside the house. Why did he do that? And why did he answer immediately? Because he's good. Because he loves to bless his children. Why doesn't he always do that? Because he's sovereign. He has a reason for the delay. Remember in the book of Daniel, Daniel prayed somewhere up to 21 days for the angel to finally reach Daniel and say the reason why there was a delay is I was in a spiritual battle in the heavenlies, and I had to have help from Michael the archangel to battle against the king of Persia. So there is a spiritual warfare sometimes going on that blocks that answer to prayer. It's a whole other subject. It's dealing with the power of intercessory prayer, but it opens up the panorama to show us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And when we pray, sometimes there is a reason that the answer is not coming right away. And so I gave you this illustration this morning to show you that sometimes God answers immediately. Remember the showdown at Mount Carmel when Elijah went and faced the false prophets of Baal? And he says, the true answer, they're coming from the true God, he will answer by fire. And he did immediately. Elijah called down fire from heaven and slew the false prophets of Baal. They saw the true God answer Elijah immediately. In that case, it was so God could show them he is the true God. There was a reason for the immediate answer. But again, why do we persist in prayer? It keeps us from treating God like a magical genie who grants all our wishes. Last night, if for his purpose, for his glory, he answered that prayer. That air conditioner is still working fine. Something had stopped it from working. And I simply went out and asked in faith that God would meet our needs, and he did. That doesn't happen all the time. That certainly does not happen all the time. He is a good God. But when we don't get immediate answers, it causes us to depend on God, to trust him, to develop our faith, to persevere. It develops something in us when we don't get immediate answers to prayer. And sometimes we pray with the wrong motives. It's not God's will. That's a basic understanding. But if we're praying, we know that God can and will answer. We persevere. And it gives glory to God when he powerfully answers our prayers in unexpected ways, like last night, the air conditioner. And in this persevering with prayer, it causes you and me to draw near to God, to develop our faith and our trust and our reliance on him. If we persist in prayer, we will reap with great joy. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Galatians 6:9. Our labor, our praying is not in vain. In fact, through through prayer we become more steadfast and immovable in our faith. It's through prayer that we come to know God more intimately and grow in our love for him. Tell you, Jesus says, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Forever, everyone who asks receives. And the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks it will be open. Luke chapter 11, verses 9 through 10. We should persevere in prayer that we will receive an answer. He will always answer our prayers. It may not be the answer we're expecting, but it will always be the absolute best thing for you and me. But in the mystery of persistent prayer, we must keep on asking, keep on seeking, and keep on knocking. I want you to hear a song right now that illustrates that tenacity in prayer, that calling down fire that Elijah did from heaven, and God revealed himself to the false prophets of Baal as the true God. This is audacious and calling down fire. Let's listen.
An altar to a Savior. Our hearts are humbled at the truth of your grace. We know our God is more than able to stem the flame that burns the sin and shame away. We will bow your throne, as every heart declares, you are Lord. We're calling down fire, we're calling down the fire of heaven. The presence of God consuming our hearts forever. We're calling down fire, calling down the fire of heaven. The presence of God consuming our hearts forever. Our lives an altar to our Savior. Our hearts are humbled at the truth of your grace. No, our God is more than able to send the flame that burns our sin and shame away. We will bow before your throne as every heart declares that you are Lord. Calling down fire, fire of heaven, the presence of God, consuming our hearts forever. We're calling down fire, we're calling down the fire of heaven, the presence of God, consuming our hearts forever. Look to any other name.
for me, I am not afraid. Down the fire of heaven, presence of God, consuming our hearts forever. We're calling down fire, we're calling down the fire of heaven, the presence of God, consuming our hearts forever. We're calling down fire, we're calling down the fire of heaven, God, consuming our hearts forever, calling down fire, calling down the fire of heaven, the presence of God.
Come on, just the voice to sing,
we're calling down fire, we're calling down the fire of heaven, the presence of God. Consuming our hearts forever, we're calling down fire, we're calling down the fire of heaven, the presence of God, consuming our hearts forever.
What an incredible song from Audacious, Calling Down Fire. It helps us to see how prayer shapes our heart and mind and trust in God, how it develops intimacy with our God, because if he answered everything we asked at the time we wanted, then it becomes a genie. And what kind of relationship is that with God? But if he is a God that works in our lives and our circumstances through our praying and brings about an answer what is best for us, it shows that he is a God that wants to have that intimacy, that wants to have that sovereignty in our life, that he wants to be Lord and guide and direct us through our praying. Our prayers do move heaven and earth according to God's will as we pray. I hope this session answered your questions about persisting in prayer and why. I thank you so much for joining me today. I will see you again on Monday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time for another episode of The Cross in the Desert.